Okay, Kevin, we're concluding our discussion of kosher, and the Gemara tells us that kosher was found in the Lechus HaMishkan when they were tying knots in order to catch some of the animals which were used to make the dyes of the coverings of the Mishkan. But the Gemara also tells us that there are certain types of knots which are permitted to be made on Shabbos, and then there are certain types of knots which are simply not knots at all. So there really are three categories of knots. There are those, Yechayev Katos and Skila, right? If you did it for Shogeg Omezin. And then there's some types of knots which are permitted under certain circumstances with different conditions, and then some things that are not knots at all. So what are the conditions that perhaps could permit one to make certain kinds of knots? So the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim based on the Gemara that if it's Asur Lahatir, if it's made to be undone, then it's permitted. Made to be undone when? Within the day, within the week? So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. It's two opinions in the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, L'chatchila, that we shouldn't make a knot unless it's Asur Lahatir, Bo B'Yom. But if it is Asur Lahatir, Bo B'Yom, within the day, there are those who even make it within the week, then it is permitted. Does it depend? It probably doesn't depend on the type of knot that you made, where the most people would undo it. It probably depends on what you have. Bir Halacha says that, but the Taz disagrees, and most pass like the Taz. It depends on what you have in mind. So Avnei Nezer actually claims this is Halacha and Kol Torah Kulo, that a knot that's meant to be undone is not a knot. We discussed in Shir, if I plan to borrow someone else's tefillin and I'm going to switch the knot size, he has one knot size and I'm going to switch it to my head size, and you make it smaller or larger, and then when he takes it back later in the day or tomorrow, he's going to change it back. So Avnei Nezer says, well, then that's not a kesher for tefillin, just like it's not a kesher for Shabbos, because it's asui lahatir. And almost all the Paiskim disagree with that. This is the Chumrah of the Avnei Nezer when it comes to borrowing tefillin. Almost all the Achronim disagree with Avnei Nezer. Shlomo Zalman, Salvechik disagree. Shachter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav that if there's a difference between Shabbos and Hilchos Tefillin, Shabbos you need a malacha miskayem, it has to be a permanent, significant change, creative activities. That's only if you plan to leave it that way. If you plan to undo it, that's not a significant change. Hilchos Tefillin probably depends on the Tzuras Kesher, on having like an image of a knot. So if you don't plan to leave it, so even if you plan to change it, right now it is a permanent kind of a knot, that would be good enough for tefillin, even though you plan to change it tomorrow. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, if it's Asur Lahatir, it's not a malacha miskayemes, it's not a malacha, and therefore, it would be permitted if you plan to undo it either during the day or during the week. What if I don't plan on undoing it? I'm just going to throw the whole thing out in the trash. You can tie a bag, or let's say sutures. When you tie up or stitch a wound, at the end they tie a knot in order to make sure it doesn't unravel. Can you do that on Shabbos? That's not pikuach nefesh. Can you do that?
Why is it not forever?
Huh?
Why is it not forever?
Because I plan to throw it out. Meaning, if I don't need the kesher anymore, meaning, I'm not even, I would undo it. It's just such a pain and I don't need it anymore. I'm just going to throw it out in the trash. So once it's in the trash, who needs the kesher anymore? So with such a thing, would be considered to be a kesher asur lahatir. Shmir Shabbos Kochas quotes in Mario Diskin that yes, that's also a kesher asur lahatir. We'll get to the garbage bags. We'll see, that's a big deal. Shmir Shabbos Kochas initially quoted from Shlomo Zalman, who disagreed. But then in the third volume, I don't know what happened now with the new Shmir Shabbos Kochas, but in the third volume of the Shmir Shabbos Kochas, which is the Tikkunim and Osafis, the quotes of Shlomo Zalman seemed to have rethought his position. So we generally are mako that if you plan to throw it out in the garbage, that's considered to be as if you're undoing the knot, because I don't need the knot anymore, and it would be permitted. Okay, so condition number one, in order to tie knots on Shabbos, would be it has to be asri lahatir, either within the day or at least within the week. But there's a second condition, and that is that it cannot be a professional knot, a maisa uman. What is it? There are professional knots. If you're a sailor, if you've ever been on a boat. No, they're professional knots. Yeah, there are professional knots that only people who know how to run a boat can tie. So, but the Shulchan Gibarim is like, what Jews know these kind of special kinds of knots? What's a Meister Uman over here? So Shulchan Gibarim says any kesher hoduk, any tight knot, we have to be kesher ready is a Meister Uman. Even a kesher al gabi kesher. That's the most complicated knot we can do over here is a double knot. So double knot, and then he said the Shulchan Gibarim is a Maisa Uman, and even if you plan to do it that day, certainly if you plan to do it within the week, even if you plan to do it that day, it's still prohibited. And the Ramah is Machmir on this, Shalom B'Makom Tzar. If it's B'Makom Tzar, you could be Mako, but not B'Makom Tzar, which would be Machmir in terms of the Kesher Agabe Kesher. The Shari Tshuva calls from the Birka Yosef, the Gra, the Aruch HaShulchan, all disagreed with the Shulchan Gibarim. He took this too far. A professional knot, yes. Maybe even every tight knot, but a kesher al gabi kesher is the most simplest of knots. How could that be a professional knot? So they said, actually, that's what they used to do in terms of tying the gartzuch before we got these fancy gartzuch that have clasps around the Sefer Torah. They used to use, you still see sometimes, like a belt, which they would tie. So the Birka Yosef, the Sharachuba calls it the Birka Yosef, that's the Chidah, his collection on Shulchan Aruch. He says, well, that's how we tie the gartzuch every Shabbos, and we don't undo it until the next Shabbos because we have a different Sefer Torah that we use during the week. So they would leave it like that for a week with a double knot in the gartzuch around the Sefer Torah. So there were those who were mako, even the chathilah, to tie double knots. The Chazon Ish claims as a pshar we should treat it like a chumrah. The Ramah himself, who quoted this himself, only said b'makom shalom b'makom tzar. B'makom tzar, you can do it. Chazon Ish said we should treat it as a chumrah. So since it's a chumrah, the Shemesh Shabbos Kachasa says ideally you should not tie your shoelaces in a double knot. That's what it says. Unless you plan, right? Even if you plan to undo it that day. Even if you plan to undo it that day, we have to be afraid it's a professional knot, and the two conditions you need in order to tie knots are you have to plan to undo it, but it also cannot be a professional knot. Professional knot, even if you plan to undo it, it's not permitted. So Shmir Shabbos Kachasa says, B'shum panav yaifin, you shouldn't tie your shoes in a double knot. However, many were lenient on this, particularly when it comes to children. If you're not going to tie the shoes in a double knot, every 2 seconds you're going to be tying knots. So that's already been welcome tsar. That's a significant inconvenience to the parents, and the kid could fall, chas v'shalom, right, and get hurt. That's clearly been welcome tsar. But even when it comes to adults, the Shabbos home, that's a simple Yunam Kohn, says even for adults, the inconvenience of constantly tying your shoes, certainly dealing with older people, but anyway, to have your shoe become undone is certainly dangerous. And if you're going to be constantly tying your shoes all Shabbos, so then it's permitted to tie double knots. I believe Rabbi Shechter told me he ties double knots in his shoes, and he's a maker on the cool of the double knots, that we don't assume it's a professional knot. Right, there were some who disagreed with the Ramah entirely, and even the Ramah was only Machmer Shalom B'Makom Tzar. Shmuel Shabbos Kachasa takes it so far, which is really striking, that if your shoes, slip into a double knot by accident, you really can't undo it on Shabbos. So I didn't even intend to do it. We said if it's a Keshra Yosel Ahad, I didn't mean to do it like that. If I meant to undo it, anyway, the whole thing seems to be a little bit too much. Ideally, there are some who don't tie double knots in their shoes, but there's certainly grounds to be mako. I tie double knots in my shoes on Shabbos. Talmud of my Rebbe, I tie double knots in my shoes on Shabbos also. There's a third category, though, right? So we have some ksharim. There's no way you can tie them on Shabbos at all. That's if you plan to leave it like that for a week or it's a professional knot. Then there's certain knots that you can tie it under certain conditions, right? If it's if you plan to do it that week, that day, that week, and it's not a professional knot, then it can be tied, but only under certain conditions. But then there's certain things that are not knots at all. What's that? So the Gemara discusses an aniva, a bow. A bow, the discussion in the Gemara, we pass in a bow is not a knot at all. That's how the Ramah passes. So what's a bow? In some yeshivas, they spend a month figuring out what a bow is. A bow is any knot that if you pull one end, the whole thing unravels. What we would call a slip knot. Every slip knot is a bow. It saves you a month of learning. That's the pshat. Aniva is a bow. So, but no one uses slip knots too often in our shoes or in garbage bags. What we use is what we call an aniva gabi kesher, which is, that's the way they typically teach children to tie shoes, is you twist it over once, right? So you go like this once, everyone knows how to tie shoes, and then you tie a slip knot. Then you tie an aniva. So what's the story of an aniva gabi kesher? That was a machlekes harishonim. So the Ramah is mako, an aniva gabi kesher is not an apachlal. You can leave it like that for a week, a month, a year. It's no problem. You can tie it like that on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the other opinion, Rishonim, and Aniva Gabi Kesher is like a Kesher, and therefore can only be permitted if you plan to undo it, ideally that day. So if you plan to undo it that day, it's permitted. If not, you have a problem. So therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa recommends, right, if you're going to tie your shoes in a knot, you have to make sure to undo it. Go by Yom HaShabbos, right? Aniva Gabi Kesher, you have to make sure to undo it. You can't machashivish and leave your shoes like this, the other void. I'll leave my Shabbos shoes like this from week to week to week. You can if you never untie them. But if you're, let's say I fall asleep and my shoes end up in the Aniva Gabi Kesher, the normal tie, a week later I realize this, I can't undo them and fix them on Shabbos because I left it like that for a week. It's also a pella. I meant when I tied my shoes, unless I leave it like that all the time, like I'm just, I probably fell asleep on the couch, I kicked off my shoes, I don't know what happened, and then the shoes ended up that way. So I meant to undo it probably when I initially tied them. We said if you mean to undo it, even if you end up not doing it, if you might undo it, that's really osri lahatir. So the chumar of the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa is somewhat suspicious, but either way, this is how Shmir Shabbos Kachasa paskins, if you want, and it's based on the Shaburo. Aniva Gabi Kesher is only permitted if you plan to undo it that day. So that's why some places, that's why in the Gartlach of the Sefer Torah, we avoid having these kind of ties with Anival Gavi Kesher, even if you don't tie a double knot. That's why we have the Chumra now of the clasps and all these fancy kind of Gartlach, because if you leave it like that for a week, you might run into an issue of tying an Anival Gavi Kesher. What about a, which is lasting more than a day, right? You won't have a problem Shacharis to Mincha, you have a problem Mincha to Monday, if you leave your Sefer Torah like that for more than a day. What about garbage bags? How do you tie a garbage bag? So you could just turn it over once and leave it that way. The problem is it'll open very easily. So how do you tie a garbage bag? So the best aid says tie a slip knot, if you know how to do that. What if you're not going to tie a slip knot, it's not going to work or something? Can you tie a double knot? I don't think so. Double knots, right? Only Mutter Shloba Makom Tsar. Those who are lenient entirely. So I don't know if I would throw stones at people who tie double knots in their garbage bags, but I wouldn't do it. What about, though, an Anival Gavi Kesher? Well, am I going to leave it like this, or am I going to plan to do it? I'm going to leave it like this, but what am I going to do after I tie the Anival Gavi Kesher? I'm going to throw it into the garbage can. Do I really care now that it stays tied? Well, I do, because I don't want the squirrels and the raccoons getting to it. But guess what? If the squirrels and the raccoons get there, they're going to rip through the garbage bag. They don't need to untie the knot, untie the bag. They'll rip right through it. So I don't really care if the bag is a little bit open. The animal's going to rip through it anyway. So if I put it, or certainly sometimes if you have by all of us, you get married, have a child, so you have diaper bags. This is the new thing. You have a diaper bag, and then you throw it into a bigger garbage bag, and it's a scented garbage bag, so it doesn't stink up the whole everything. So what about that? Once I put in a bigger garbage bag, I could care less if the thing opens, right? So then in Anival Gavi Kesher, I believe one could be lenient together with the Maril, if you remember the Maril Diskin, that if you throw it in the garbage, I don't care about the Kesher anymore. That's the equivalent to undoing it. So that an Anival Gavi, not a double knot, an Anival Gavi Kesher that you plan to undo or throw into the garbage, Baba Yom, would be permitted. Last thing with the knots, though, and then we'll get to your question. Shmuel Shabbos Kolkosa says, what about tying a tie, a necktie? So he says there's two types of ways to tie neckties. I believe that there's more, if you read Esquire magazine. But there's two prominent ways of tying neckties. One is the easy way, right? You know, you tie once around the slip knot. So when you undo it, mamish nothing left. So Shmuel Shabbos Kolkosa says that's great on Shabbos. What? Because it's slip knot. It's mamish naniva. What about if you tie a Windsor knot? A Windsor knot is, you know what I'm talking about? It's left with one when you undo it. This is a Windsor knot. When you undo it, it has one, like a knot in the middle of the rope.
Minig is clip-on.
Clip-on. Okay, minig mishpachas rab. So what if you tie a Windsor knot so it has one knot left in the tie when you're done? So is that mutter or not? So Shmuel Shabbos Kolkosa says, no, you can't do that on Shabbos because there's one knot, you know what I'm talking about? There will be one knot left in the tie. You can't do that on Shabbos. However, the Shabbos home is lenient for two reasons. The first is, this is not a Kesher Hoduk. What are you going to call this, a professional knot? It's loose. It's meant to go up and down and tighten and undo. So how could it be a Kesher Hoduk? It's not a Kesher Hoduk at all. The whole reason we were afraid about a Kesher Gabi Kesher, the Kesher Hoduk, this is not a Kesher Hoduk. It's loose. And moreover, when you have at the end, you undo the knot, undo the tie, what do you have? You have a big long string with one knot in the middle. Going all the way back to what we discussed a few weeks ago, if I tie a knot in the middle of a string, but I don't tie two things together, so some of them said that was never the Malach of Kesher in the first place. Malach of Kesher is to tie two things together, two ends of a rope together, two things together, Malach of the Chibur, not the knot. So that was a whole discussion we had. So the Nafkamina was, what if I have a one long string with just a knot in the middle? Rabbi Nezer said we could be Mako there. So too over here, the Shabbos home brings that in too. At the end of the day, we're not even sure this is a Kesher in the first place. You're not bringing two things together. So you can have your Windsor knot and enjoy it also. Yeah. If you leave your tie from week to week, though, I haven't seen that in a while. They quote in the name, the Rabbi Yaakov said you can't tie a tie on Shabbos because he thought no yeshiva guys undo their ties. They leave it like that from week to week. Then they told him, no, Rabbi Yaakov, that people undo their ties and they you know, every week. There was a Chiddush to him. He didn't know people did that. So he said, if you do that, oh, so then you could tie a tie on Shabbos because you plan to undo it at some point in the year. All right, thank you.